This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Japanese Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi was accorded a ceremonial welcome at the forecourt of Rashtrapati Bhavan today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi was also present on the occasion. Prime Minister Modi will hold annual summit-level talks with his Japanese counterpart Sanae Takaichi in New Delhi later today. The summit will provide an opportunity for both sides to review and strengthen the full spectrum of bilateral cooperation, as well as exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. Several MOUs are expected to be exchanged following the talks between Prime Minister Modi and Prime Minister Takaichi. The Japanese Prime Minister arrived in New Delhi last evening on a three-day visit to India. This is the first official visit of Prime Minister Takaichi to India. The External Affairs Ministry said the visit marks an important step in taking forward the special strategic and global partnership between India and Japan. The central government notified the Employees Provident Fund EPF Scheme 2026, replacing EPF Scheme 1952 as part of the implementation of Code on Social Security 2020. Under the new scheme, the mandatory EPF contribution remains unchanged at 12% of wages each from the employee and employer, while the existing 10% rate will continue to apply to notified establishments by the central government. The new scheme came into effect on 29th of the last month with its publication in the Gazette. The government issued a notice to Meta regarding rollout of the username feature on WhatsApp in India. According to the sources, the Ministry of Electronics and Information and Technology has directed Meta to furnish a detailed explanation on the usernames feature within 3 days. The Civil Aviation Ministry has announced that India achieved a major milestone with approval of the country's first private point-in-space instrument approach procedure for helicopter operations at Undavalli Heliport. Point-in-space procedures use advanced satellite-based navigation technology to enable helicopters to conduct safe and precise instrument approaches to heliports that do not have conventional instrument landing infrastructure. The 29th National E-Governance Conference, being held in Jaipur, will conclude today with the presentation of the National E-Governance Awards. The awards recognize outstanding initiatives by central and state governments and other organizations in promoting excellence in e-governance. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh will be the chief guest at the valedictory and National E-Governance Awards ceremony. The concluding day of the conference will also feature 3 plenary sessions focusing on digital governance and emerging technologies. The central government has assured full support to Assam in dealing with the recent flood situation. The assurance was given by Union Minister for Agriculture and Rural Development Shivraj Singh Chauhan and Union Minister for Parliamentary Affairs Kiran Rijiju during a flood review meeting with the Assam government in Guwahati last evening. The Union Ministers reviewed the latest flood situation in Assam, including in the worst affected district of Dhemaji, and assessed the preliminary extent of the damage. In Ukraine, 8 people were killed and dozens of others injured after Russian drones and missiles hit residential buildings in Kyiv as part of a broader wave of Russian overnight attacks. Local media reported that several explosions were heard across parts of the city overnight today. Indian equities traded higher in the morning session today, supported by easing crude oil prices and strong auto sales data. Sensex surged about 335 points to hit an intraday high of 77,258, while Nifty climbed 104 points to 24,110 when the reports last came in. The India Meteorological Department has said during next 2 days, the southwest monsoon is likely to advance over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Punjab, North Arabian Sea, Gujarat, Madhya Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan. Meanwhile, the national capital woke up to refreshing showers this morning as rainfall lashed several parts of the city, bringing much needed relief from the sweltering heat to the residents of the city. In the FIFA World Cup, Belgium staged a stunning comeback to beat Senegal 3-2 after extra time round of 32 and qualify for the round of 16. Yuri Thielemans scored a 125th minute penalty to seal a dramatic 3-2 victory and extend Belgium's unbeaten run to 17 matches. And that is the end of this news bulletin.